Welcome back to Dicey Situations, folks. As always, I'm your GM Ryan, joined by my Chaos crew.
Rich playing Theo.
Mark playing Glebnor.
Hope playing Taluga.
All right, gang. You know why you're here. Let's do a recap. We'll get right into it. Last time on Dicey Situations, the Chaos crew made a mad dash to rescue Yarno deep in the deserts of Magria. Before leaving the city, they picked up their newly repaired Mind Flayer muscle car from Gertie and left Reggie behind with Luga to finish repairs to their big rig. Exiting out a very realistic boulder, they rocketed into the whipping desert winds after their kobold friend. The desert storms were unnaturally powerful, and Glebnor soon realized from the trunk that the Stormlord himself was in hot pursuit as they exited Batkelli. Taluga took his new hat for a spin and quickly realized how effective it was at helping them navigate the crumbling roads. While the chase went on, something suddenly strange happened across the cursed landscape, as though a wave of arcane energy rippled out from deep in the desert. Strife's soul coin curse had somehow been broken. As the storm got progressively more dangerous, however, the Ploat made a risky decision and called out to the Prince of the Red Wastes for an audience. Standing before Strife's throne, Taluga offered a bargain. In exchange for helping them hold off Krizik's storm, the Chaos crew would help Strife defeat Unogu's plot to return to the Material Plane and stop his Gnoll hordes. Impressed with Taluga's gall and overall appearance, Strife agreed, and back in Magria, a massive red hand rose from the sands to choke out the impending storm. With the coast clear for now, the boys hit the pedal to the metal to rescue Yarno. Arriving at the tree they saw through one of the teeming king's spiders, Theo was deeply relieved to find Yarno and Gorpor alive, though greatly injured. As Petch arrived to help return their injured friend to safety, the gang sped off back into Magria to discover the source of the broken curse. After hours of travel, they finally arrived at the Knoll's Canyon Bastion. As they searched the former hideout of the hyena hordes, they discovered strange mechanical tracks leading back to Batkelli. I think we are going to start tonight's episode inside the Mind Flayer Mobile you are all driving now. Three of you are tired. You kind of, skipped sleeping tonight to chase after your friend to the desert winds here. But it is morning, and as the sun rises on Magria, you are peeling off into the desert, chasing down what you believe to be some kind of mechanical drill. What are you guys up to in the car here? What's on the radio? What are we doing? What's the vibe this morning?
I'm in the trunk.
Dad rock.
Of course. You guys look over. You can see Theo is, getting a little sleepy. He's got that thing where he's drifting every once in a while, a little bit off the road.
Slap him. Wake up! No pit stops.
I wasn't stopping in a pit.
Don't make me get the chowder. You fall asleep, it's going to slip right on in there.
It's like smelling salts.
I don't like that at all.
I know.
Can you guys give me a perception check, please?
21.
22.
20.
Very perceptive, all of you.
For being so tired.
I know.
Well, I took the drugs.
Yeah. You're all hopped up right now, Taluga. You're feeling great. If anything, feels so good you could go for another one if you had one. Or if anyone had one, you could totally go for another one. It's just like... Yeah. Make a Roku Constitution saving throw for me.
15?
Yeah, you don't need it today, but, soon it'd be good. Just to get some.
Get a little fix.
Yeah. Just take the edge off.
Yeah. It's a big day. It'd be great to take the edge off. Yeah, if only. Okay, so as you guys are flying here, though, with those perception checks, you look and you can see in the distance. At first, you think you're, because you're going back toward Batkelli, at first you think you're just seeing the storm you escaped from earlier. But as you, peer a little bit closer, you can see that all of the dust being kicked up is because you are on the heels of an army of gnolls. Give me some survival checks if you guys wouldn't mind.
16.
6?
19.
It's kind of hard to, track things in the trunk right now.
But yeah.
Your eye is, plopped out of the keyhole of the trunk and it's kind of looking around.
Yeah.
And as
so
you go
much
to, like,
dust.
You go to, peer deeper around and kind of, look around, you see that as your eye is plopped out, you're now just looking at the strange little mechanical hermit crab on the back of the car.
What's up, buddy? Oh, you just do beeps and boops, huh? All right, well, good talking to you.
Finger guns?
Yeah, it doesn't have fingers. I don't know why I did that.
Claw guns?
A little claw guns. Your eye slinks back in. But what you two notice is you're pulling up on this horde of gnolls. Little survival checks and looking at the tracks on the ground. We're talking thousands. This is a full-blown army that has been waiting for this curse. I think you guys would know with your just your base kind of insight on things. You know the gnolls have been kidnapping people out of all the surrounding areas and bringing them back to this place. So it makes sense that they've been waiting for a long time for this opportunity. With a curse gone, there is nothing stopping them from making more of them. Make an insight check for me, if you guys wouldn't mind, as you guys are getting closer and closer. You can tell from the tracks that a lot of the gnolls are on foot, just like galloping next to this big machine. But there are definitely tracks in the ground. You know the gnolls like to whip around some doom buggies every once in a while. So those are also in the rank and file of the soldiers here.
Nat 20.
14.
23.
Nat 20?
For a 24.
I think you and Taluga kind of realize something immediately in the front seat. This is the ultimate smash and grab. There is no way you're going to kill 1,000 gnolls before noon when you're due for the raise. I mean, you honestly know you guys, I don't want to put that challenge in front of you. But as you look closer, you can see that this like long metallic spherical, it's a train. You look at it, it first looks like a tube, and it's so janky looking that you don't realize it's a train at first. It just looks like a big metal tube flying through the desert. But as you pull up closer, Theo, you take a look. It looks like at one point the gnolls hijacked a train. And I want to just really get this out here. There's like different kinds of engineering in Aona. There's gnomish engineering, known for their like vast tinkering. There's goblin engineering. You know, their specialty is explosives. There's kobold engineering, which is kind of a mixture of both schools. This is gnoll engineering. So there's a lot of duct tape involved. They have hijacked a train and just duct tape shards of metal and sharp shit to the sides of it to make it like something you don't want to jump on. And as you look closer, you can't see the front of this thing, but you look and you can see that they have these strange like mechanical arms that are almost attached to the front of the train. And as you look closer, Theo, give me a perception check with advantage, because you got some pretty crazy eyes now with your extra little dark vision stuff.
25.
You pull up to the right of this thing, and you can tell that because all the gnolls are like laser focused going forward, no one's noticed that you're tailing them yet. They don't have anyone behind the train. It's only on the sides. So as you look forward, you kind of peer your head up and almost like pull yourself a little bit out of the driver's seat so you can see down further. You can see that these like janky mechanical arms are ripping the track from behind it and pushing it forward and placing it in front of it. They clearly only like ripped up enough railroad to get the train to move a little bit. So these janky mechanical arms are just placing track in front of it. And these little arms go all the way up the side of this bizarre concoction of metallurgy. It looks bad, and I'll say you can tell there's steam sputtering out of the side. Every once in a while, one of the arms will jam for a second and then just like huck a like chunk of railroad up. It looks bad. Give me Taluga. You're on the other side of the car, so give me a quick perception check.
Dirty 20.
Dirty 20.
Yes.
Yeah, you can see that the mechanical arms seem to be basically attached like every other segment of the train cars. But again, so janky. You can see that one of them, as it swings back to grab track to pull it up to the front, as the arm swings through, it just plows through a bunch of gnolls that got too close to the side of the train. You just see gnolls flying in a huge chunk. This is an incredibly dangerous, super volatile tube. This is basically a Glizzy on wheels. How do you guys want to approach this?
Directly.
What's the play?
Huff it. Let's go.
I mean, where are we getting in? Just
the back of the train?
All right, well...
Ass of the train.
Is there an autopilot on this hot rod?
Yeah, can I actually get a tinkerer's tools check from Theo, please?
21.
21. Yeah, you pull up behind this thing, and you're kind of like hiding almost in the dust cloud. Can I get a real quick round of stealth checks just to see if anyone gets a nat one? That's really all this is. Just real quick round. You got a nat one, you fucking maniac!
Yeah.
All right,
wait. Can my nat 20 for a 33 cover him?
That depends what Rich get.
I got a 27.
Ah, okay. That's right in the middle.
It's the hat. It's just sticking out of the dust.
Yeah, that's perfect. So you can see that, fortunately, this Mind Flayer mobile does have a sunroof that your hat is sticking completely out of. But there's like, you see that on the back of this insane contraption, this vehicle of pure steam and stupidity, a gnoll comes out the back and is just like smoking a cigarette, And he's kind of like just like getting a little air, and you can see down inside the train. It's just this like dank, dark tube, basically. You can barely make it out.
Now that we see that guy on the end, can I do something?
Sure. I'll say that he looks, and for a moment, it seems like there's like a big square of white flying through the cloud, but then it kind of disappears for a second as he doesn't see your stupid fucking hat. With your very high Tinkerer's tool check, though, I will say that, Theo, as you're driving, you can see that there is an autopilot mode. It's sort of like cruise control. And it basically, if when you activate this, it'll attune it to you, so the car will follow you.
Okay.
And you notice, like, that is a setting available on this vehicle.
I'm going to hit that setting, and then I want to, out the window, stick the swing line bracer and shoot it at the guy that's on the back and yank him off.
Yeah, yank him off.
Give him a good tug.
Okay. Can you read what I wrote for the swing line bracer? That's so silly. That's so, so silly.
As a bonus action, I can throw a length of webbing at a point on a surface. It has to be a surface. I can't do it to a person.
Wait, keep reading.
Hold on, I got this.
Yeah, hold on, hold on.
There's more in that description, I thought.
You can see within 30 feet, can then reel yourself in. When you move away from someone in this, opportunity attacks have disadvantage. If you pulled yourself 15 feet straight forward, you have advantage on the next melee attack.
Okay. So it does say a point, so I will let you zip to the train out the window if you want to do it that way. But I have a feeling Tallulah has something he wants to do with his stupid gun. So what are you doing?
Well, are you able to reach him with it?
I can't, like, grapple him, so okay. I'm not going to do it.
Oh, I think I know what you're trying to do. I thorn with him.
Yeah, so I think you guys pull up, and you're, you know, maybe about, like, 15 feet behind this vehicle now. You have, like, matched the pace. And Theo, you're trying to aim the swing line bracer, but you realize because it's like it's such a thin wire, it probably won't be able to, and it's not strong enough to yank someone towards you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're kind of angling it, maybe like, oh, maybe I can get it and fly at him, maybe like kick him into the room. And then you see that Taluga's just preparing his Buster Cannon arm out the window, lining up the thorn whip. Go ahead, make an attack roll for me.
Don't worry, Theo. I got this.
All right.
Go, gadget thorn whip. 20.
20 will hit. You can see that coming out of the cloud now, this gnoll looks up as a, like, tendril wraps around his neck and yoinks him off the back of the truck. Can I get a sleight of hand check real quick, Theo?
21.
Okay, would you like to run this guy over?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So, Tallulah, you yank this gnoll off of this, like, little back sort of platform at the rear of the train. He hits the dirt super hard, and then Theo swerves, and you hear a horrible crunch. It's like someone stepping on a watermelon. The tire just rolls right over this gnoll's head, Gallagher style.
Avenger, where they run over the kid.
Oh, no. It's like that. Yeah, and the door is now kind of swinging in the back. You guys have passed your stealth checks. What are you doing? You guys jumping on the back of this train like maniacs?
How far away is it?
15 feet.
Oh.
Can I make a ladder from the car to the train?
Okay, yeah. You've made ladders before. I think you got a nat 20 on your first ladder check. So
I did.
Unfortunately, I can't do anything about the ladder situation.
Form of ladder!
Glebnor seeps out of the trunk, whips onto the hood of the truck, and then just turns into a ladder and plops down onto the back of this train. I think with that, you're going to be able to give the help action to either of you two. I'm going to need an acrobatics check or an athletics check to get across.
That's
pretty good. It's pretty good.
I got 28 both times.
Okay.
24.
Okay, yeah. You guys gingerly run across ladder Glebnor, and you can see the car locks into autopilot mode. Little beeps on top of the Salermic Crab. It like gives you a wink, Theo, and kind of pulls into the dust, kind of hiding now following this train drill. Can I get some stealth checks as you guys now are kind of at the back of the train here?
Nat 20.
Okay.
A 2 for a 5.
Natural 19 for a 28.
Okay. So I think you guys peer into the back of this train, and it's actually kind of surprises you for a second because you don't see gnolls. You see, like, just dudes, regular-looking human men. They're all wearing kind of, like, dirty leathers, and they're all standing back there. And it seems that they're each kind of standing at what appears to be, like, kind of like a, like crossbow turrets, essentially. They kind of go out the windows on the back of the car here. And they don't have anyone to shoot right now, so it's just three dudes hanging out back here.
They got a bunch of Theos in here.
What?
No.
And I think you guys, one of the guys looks up for a second, and he thinks he sees a flash of green, but then it's gone. It's like the green almost covered the little window you guys are looking through. And then as you zip down, Taluga's just staring in the window at the guy. Make an intimidation check with advantage, because you scared me in real life.
14.
Guy's like, hard fish! And you can see the other two guys get up behind him. All three of these dudes stand there. And then you see they kind of hunch over for a minute. They go into this insane kind of cackle that turns into a weird laugh. And these were-hyenas go into their hyena form. You see these three kind of scraggly men become three scraggly hyena men. And there's now three kind of kind of buff. They're all right. They have like... They got, like, rugby bodies, you know? They're, like, wide and squat. But they have kind of just, like, misshapen hyena heads. They've kept some of their human, like, upper torso. They, like, have pecs for no reason. But the hair kind of grows around. But, yeah, you're now looking, staring down three were-hyenas.
And I'm looking through a little window.
A little window, yeah.
I want to press the hat up against the door. And fire the hat and launch the door at these three hyena men.
Make an attack roll. Something about the hat really brings me a lot of
17.
Joy. 17. You see this guy as he's in the middle of transforming. You know, it's one of those things where he's like, I'm going to do my cool transfer. Oh, the door! And a spring-loaded boxing glove fires a steel door like toward this guy. He gets pancaked for a minute. He's trying to climb out from under this metal door. Roll your damage for me. And we're going to jump into the initiative.
It's just 7. It's just a flat 7 damage.
Yeah, perfect. Going first in the initiative, Taluga is now standing in the open door. I will say that each of these train cars, this is the way I did the math of it all, they're each 50 feet long, which is obviously way fucking longer than a real train, probably. I don't know. You can see that...
We don't know a lot about locomotion.
I don't. 10 feet in front of Taluga, there's one of these gnoll men, and about 10 feet behind him is one, 10 feet behind him is one. These train cars are tight. Only two of you can stand next to each other at a time in this train car. So Taluga is up in front. Theo, what would you like to do?
I'm going to rest my shotgun on his shoulder and
I'm
just
wide
shoot,
stanced, by
and
the
just
way.
Shoot through them.
Okay. Unbelievable.
Piercing shot.
Okay.
Can I pick him up and use him as a gun?
Send a boxing glove through three guys.
I have to say no. Damn it. Only because mechanically I have no idea how that would work.
Like a Mortal Kombat fatality.
Yeah, I can't start letting you use Taluga as a gun. Not that it takes away his agency or anything. I just can't visually imagine it. So I'm not doing it.
If he lets me pick
don't,
him up.
No, it. We're not. I have no problem with you blowing away all of my hyena men, but I will not let you carry around your friend like a big bazooka. It's too silly.
That's what I am.
We got the kickstand in front, too, so it's...
Okay, but okay. So here's
we've
the
all
thing.
Seen pictures of thing. People holding big fish.
So I will let you do that, but you... Here's the thing. So I'll let you sharpshooter the first one. But it only does 7 base damage.
Unless I use a charge.
Unless you use a charge. But he's using you as an improvised weapon, essentially.
So you'll never be able to break the 20 to get through to the next person. Is it 20?
It's more
no,
than...
No, it's as I just have to keep
the
rolling
hit has
to
roll?
Hit.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Would he get my...
So 7 doesn't...
I mean, think of it like this. Basically, if this works, you would do 17 damage to 3 dudes. So it is kind of worth it a little. But it's so, so stupid.
17 damage to 3 dudes for Theo is shit.
That's what I'm trying to point out.
But that's just his first shot.
We'll work on this. We'll figure it out. And then we'll ruin Ryan's time
later. I'll just hold
an
action to use a charge for when Theo fires me.
Okay.
What does the charge do?
It makes it a 3d12.
Oh, Jesus damage. Christ. We have so many train cars to get through.
And we're going to get through them. Every one of them.
Okay.
How many charges do you have?
3.
Okay.
All right, so do you want to use your reaction? Because you haven't used your reaction yet.
You know what? I will use a reaction to spend a charge if Theo chooses to shoot me.
Okay. Do you want to grab your friend like a cannon, put his little kicks down, make his stand down, and basically hold a fish like a bazooka? Is that what you're trying to do to me, Rich?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead and make your attack rolls.
Toluca.
What is your plus to hit on the hat cannon?
It's a plus 10.
That feels high. go ahead.
I made it my dedicated weapon.
So am I using his to hit or mine?
I can just roll it.
What's your to hit on Judge's sentence?
An 11.
I'll give you the 11. How about that? I'm feeling generous with the hat cannon maneuver you're pulling off here. And I'm only really allowing it because Toluca put his head through the window already, basically.
I'm already down.
You're already down in the position, okay? All right, perfect.
All right, so we got sharpshooter and piercer going through this.
Yes.
All right.
I have a quick semantics question.
Sure.
Now, is Rich holding him like you would hold a trophy fish?
Or
are Toluga's legs splayed around Rich's waist? And he's holding his hands up front, like bracing him.
Mark is getting up to really?
No.
Okay,
no.
Not whatever the fuck that was.
Okay.
I think he is holding him like a trophy fish.
I feel like it's more under the arm.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You know, I just think my way visually. Yeah. And stability-wise.
You know what? Hey, this is a Theater of the Mind podcast. For you at home, you can imagine what this looks like. Go ahead, make your attacks.
All right.
Oh, my God.
So, first attack.
He's shooting him reverse cowgirl.
Ah, 13. It rolled off the nat 20.
13 just hits.
All right. I'll roll the 3d12.
Kaboom.
I want to point out to everyone at home.
I rolled low. It's 18.
I watched Train to Busan until 3 a.m. last night.
28 damage to the first guy.
This is not
guy.
How I pictured today going. 28?
Yeah, to the first guy.
Okay.
And then disadvantage.
Disadvantage on the next two. I did line these guys up like an asshole, but it's a train. Like, I don't have a choice.
Very limited.
It's very limited space.
14.
14 hits.
Roll yep. the 3D.
You're burning all the charges, basically, on
well,
this
no,
one attack?
He has to roll the damage for each one.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
That's 20.
So 30 to the second guy.
Got bone shards inside the glove now. It's doing extra damage.
We got a nat 1 on the third, but it won't jam anything because it's not one of my guns.
The hat on a nat 1 explodes.
But it's at a distance, so it'll explode in front of the next guy.
But it's not the initial shot. It's the...
That's true.
It's the penetration.
Theo, you're the one that wanted to do this, so what I'm going to have you do, make a Tinkerer's Tools check. I'm going to call this a DC 15.
Make sure it doesn't explode.
Because as you're holding the hat, it is heating up like crazy.
18.
Hat's still alive, baby.
The hat lives. So, would you two please describe to me what this fucking looks like? Because you just sent a spiky boxing glove of flesh through a train car.
So you can add on or whatever. Yeah. I assume that, like, I picked him up, the kickstand went out, yep. And then I basically put in, like, the god magic that I have through Toluga.
Through the hat.
I'm a channeling focus, and I just start glowing, and you hear whirring.
And then the fist just comes out so quick that it, like, it... Instead of, like, piercing through, it kind of, like, knocks each of them over to get to the next one.
But it comes out as a middle finger, like, ship, and it's just stabbing through and then exploding each one.
So... A boxing glove of chitinous flesh and bone with a middle finger pierces through the train card. As it yoinks back on this weird spring, the fist flips to give the finger to all the gnolls as it retracts back into Toluga's hat. Glebnor, it is your turn. Wait, was that just your first attack?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck me. All right. That was Theo's first attack. Go again.
All right, now I put...
Toluga down.
Thank you.
Gently.
I hate this. I am a little spent.
I take out the pistols, and for my second action, they're all still up?
They're all still up. These guys were a little beefy. They're actually the beefiest thing on this truck, besides maybe the end of it, if I'm going to be totally honest with you.
All right. Piercing shot.
Piercing shot. Sure. Yeah. Good.
Weird.
Yeah, as these were-men start getting up, they're like, what the fuck just happened? They look up and they see that the boxing glove is retracted into this strange fishman's hat, and then they just see Theo pulling out a gun. Go ahead, make your attack.
24.
24 will definitely hit.
25 damage.
Okay, so that guy's dead. So as they're all staggering up, he's like, okay, maybe we shouldn't all stand in a line like that. And as he looks up, a bullet goes through his head. Disadvantage on the second guy.
13.
13 just hits.
Yes. I'm going to do piercer to reroll that.
Okay.
Which was a good idea. That's 22.
Oh, that guy's so hurt. It goes through the first were-gnoll hyena man into the neck of the second guy. And he's like, just spraying blood all over the back of this train. He's dangling by a sliver of health.
19 at disadvantage.
That'll hit the last guy, who just narrowly avoided being punched. Like, the fist got, like, right at his face and then yoinked back.
24.
Yeah, that's a lot of damage. That's a lot of damage.
And the guy that's almost dead, I'm going to bonus action executioner's hand him, and I'm going to use Deadeye so I get advantage on the shot.
Okay. It was balanced in the
29.
Beginning of the campaign. Okay, yeah, that guy. That guy's so dead. He's like grabbing at his neck, and you just kind of take your other gun out. Where do you shoot this guy to finish him off?
I think I just like unload like 6 rounds into like a circle around his face.
Oh my god.
It was 17 damage.
Ricocheting bullets just through the entire train here.
We should be careful.
And because I killed him, I get all my marksmanship.
That's my problem. Okay. That was your action bonus action. Anything else?
I'm gonna move.
Okay. Yeah, you move into the train.
You gotta step around because I'm wide stance bent over.
Yeah.
I wanna like move up and then crouch down. So if they're gonna do anything above, I'm not in the way.
Cool. Give me we're gonna call this just like an acrobatics check, just to kind of scramble over the corpses you just made and kind of take a little cover.
19.
Yeah, you kind of get behind this like, you know, crossbow turret the guys were going to use on their turn, possibly. Who knows now? You run and kind of like take a little cover as this last like wereman, this hyena fella, is just kind of backing up like, oh, just so nervous. Glebnor, that's your turn.
I'm going to sluice up to the last guy underneath everybody.
Yeah. You whip through everyone's legs over some corpses. This guy's like turning to run as a slime catches up to him.
I'm going to hit him with my vicious great axe.
Go nuts. You haven't used that in a little bit. Swing an axe down on this hyena.
Yeah, for funsies, does a 20 hit him?
20 does hit him.
Oh, boo. 7 damage.
Oh, okay.
Suck axe, kid.
He's like, oh, you nicked me!
How far is everybody from me?
Theo's probably only like 10 feet behind you.
It's 10.
So Luga's a couple feet behind you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't sneak attack this gentleman.
If you want to go reckless again.
On my next swing.
Okay, sure. That was your action movement. Anything with your bonus action?
I get another swing, buddy.
Oh yeah. Keep forgetting you took another level of barbarian.
Yeah.
Attack again. Go nuts.
Reckless!
Okay, here we go.
24.
24 definitely hits.
For a 14.
14.
Plus another 8.
Okay. He's like, oh, you nicked me! As you cut his arm and then wind up and chop it off. He's like, ah! He starts yelling so loud. And you're kind of near like the back of this train car. And all the yelling and the gunshots going off and everything happening, you can see that the door to the next car swings open and a like skeletal gnoll looks into the train car with all you guys, looks up and is like, ow, and like his little bones start clattering. Glenmore, anything else with your bonus action?
I'm going to use Shape Self to become a dog.
Okay.
It's like a regular.
Regular schmegular dog?
Yep.
So I'm pretty sure Shape Self, the language of it, is like, you can make a tendril do a thing. not turn into a whole dog. But I only do a lot of stupid things on this show, so make a deception check with disadvantage.
Disadvantage?
Yeah.
8. Woof! Woof! I'm a dog!
Deep in the second train car, you hear what sounds like a man yelling, "Quick, kill that green dog!"
Yes!
Woof! Woof! Woof!
So dumb. Okay. That is the cultists in the next train car.
Cultists?
They run over, and you can see that there's two kind of scraggly desert-dwelling looking men. And they look through their little window into your train car, and you can see them both mouthing, "Oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck." But, you know, they gotta do something here. These are cultists of Unogu, which weirdly had a stat block, which I found very strange. They are going to hold their action. And I think, make a real quick perception check for me, Globnor.
Woof, it's an 18.
What does your dog know smell?
I mean, there's like this like bleeding gnoll guy next to you who's like, you know, clinging to life after you're viciously like cut his arm off. And you can see both of the cultists in the next car, they look through the window and they start both flossing. Not the dance, like they're flossing their teeth while they look at you.
Okay.
And they duck back behind it. It seems that they're readying some kind of action.
Possible cannibals, Daddy. Or just great oral hygiene up ahead.
What?
They're flossing.
And as you say that, the were-hyena next to you is like, "We don't have dental!" And he gets up with his one arm and starts swinging at you wildly with a shitty scimitar.
You gotta take care of their teeth if they don't have dental.
It's a 19 and a 17?
Yeah. Whiff! Whiff!
God. It's like cutting a puddle! He's trying to slice through you. It's not working. He is going to, he's like at death's door. He's just going to try to run into the second train car. You have an opportunity attack if you want it.
14.
14 hits.
Oh.
They have 13 armor class. Roll damage for me.
8?
Yeah, so he literally has 8 hit points. As he looks up at the cultist, he's like, "Help me!" He, like, this were-hyena runs, and right as he's about to open the door, a tendril just goes through the back of his head and, like, splats on the window, so it's just green, and then he yoinks back. Okay.
Woof.
Teluga, you have steadied your neck.
All right.
You look down the train car. Theo's kind of getting up from out of cover. This train car is cleared. You've cleared the first one. All the were-hyenas are dead. But you can see down at the other train car, there's definitely more people in each of these train cars.
Well, second verse, same as the first. I walk up, put my hat against the door, and I launch the next door at these cultists.
Okay, hold on.
The hat blows up today.
All right, give me a real quick perception check first as you're looking through the little window here.
A nat 20.
Okay. You look through, you can see that there are a couple of, like, skeletal gnolls that seem like they've been brought back with some kind of, like, kind of janky necromancy.
Necromancy!
Someone did it. There's two that are guarding the exit of this train car way at the back. You can see that there is a small imp, kind of like a familiar to one of these warlocks, sort of, or these cultists. Kind of like floating around, looking feverishly around a little bit, kind of just getting ready. It seems it might be ready to an action of some kind. There's two more of these skeletal gnolls that are kind of waiting. And then with a nat 20, you can see that the two cultists are at either side waiting for you to come through the door. And their teeth have grown very long, and they're getting ready to bite whoever comes to the door first.
The flamethrower is just a 5-foot wide,
it's 100-foot
line. Yeah.
How wide?
I think you would miss the cultists because they're on either side of the door, basically.
Train width.
But you would hit everything else in the train car, pretty much, because these guys are all sort of in the middle a little bit.
Do I want to use it on this train car?
Well, it would go through this train car and the next, because they're 50 feet each, right?
The doors are shut, so it's going to, obviously, it can only go as far as it can go.
What if it breaks the door?
That's not how this door's going to work. That's not how it works.
It's flamed. It could melt the door.
It's fire-retarded doors.
So do you think that you could hold a flamethrower on a steel door for 6 seconds and it would just blow up?
It'd melt.
In this game, yes.
Shut up. It's not happening.
The glass might stay.
You guys are taking this one thing at a time, all right? I got a lot of fucking bullshit on this board. You got to kill all of it.
And again,
You guys have a big day ahead of you. Okay. I'm here for your resources, those sweet, sweet resources.
Well, I used some of mine and got them back. So.
Don't have the flamethrower.
Shut up, bitch.
Trying to see if I have like the flamethrower as like a weapon, but I don't think
I've actually given you a custom thing for it yet. It does. It's a 100-foot line.
Did it have charges?
I think it's a once a day situation. It's so volatile. It's a crazy flamethrower.
Lame.
Once we get it integrated, though.
Yeah.
All right. What I'm going to do. Wait. So I'm going to lean forward.
Mm hmm.
I'm going to relay all the information.
Yep.
How many people are in the straight line from the door?
Four of these withering gnolls and one imp.
Good. Because the hat has a 25 to 100 foot range.
Okay.
And I'm going to ready my action to spend a charge and help Theo shoot me.
So once again, you want to ready the hat?
Yes.
Okay. All right. You're going to do your bonus action because we're going to go after your turn now.
I'm going to assume I'm last on initiative here.
You are.
Yep. I'm going to summon the claws.
Okay.
It does do 2d6 force damage if they fail a DC 16 saving throw.
Okay.
To anything that I can see within 10 feet of me.
Okay, so that'll just be one of those little skeletal dudes, because the other guys can't. They don't even know you're coming. Well, they're just waiting with their teeth.
What can I do is, can I shove open the door?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And have it just swing hard and hit one of the guys on the other side.
Okay, give me an athletics check.
Okay, 18.
Yeah, so you walk forward, you barrel through these doors, and as you swing the door wicked hard, you hear a guy go, oh! The door slams in. I don't. Okay, also, I want to point out, I made these doors swingy for the bit, but most train doors just slide open.
Yeah.
But these ones swing, because we're in funky Knoll Town. Okay, so.
They don't know door ergonomics.
This guy with his mouth wide open just gets smashed in the jaw by a door. So go ahead. I have to make wisdom saving throws, correct?
Yeah, DC 16.
Right. Okay. So I will make a DC 16 wisdom saving throw for one of the withering gnolls and the other guy who didn't get his teeth smashed in.
And it would only be 4 damage.
Both failed. Okay. So, the skeletal gnoll that was kind of waiting, just kind of looks like, oh no, Dork summoned me. Like, you know, not looking great. The other guy is like, gross, gross, he has claws! He's just really nervous. And then you look over and you can see, like, sliding out from behind the other door. The dude is just missing his two front teeth. actually, roll a d6 for me for funsies.
Yes. Two.
Two, okay. Lost two teeth, lost 2 hit points. All right, you barrel in, activate your claws. You kind of fill up the whole thing, and then you throw your head down and get ready for someone to use your action.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you got there, Mark?
Since the claws are out, can they get advantage on their shot because they're stabilizing the hat?
No. No, they can't. The kickstand is purely aesthetic. I did it as a bit, and I'm not letting you turn it. I don't like what this hat's
becoming. He used a charge to bring out his claws.
They do other things. He did damage with them.
Sorry.
Do you think these two maniacs need help shooting my guys with this stupid hat? They're doing just fine, Mark. It's all right.
They could be doing better.
What's your AC?
Mine?
Yeah.
17.
I just hit you.
I warding flare.
Fuck! That's a nat one now! You see the imp is like, oh shit! He like hucks a firebolt at you and just lands a couple feet flash in front bomb. Of you. I missed. Sorry! And like yells up to the two cultists. Okay. That's my witherlings, my little skeletal fellas. They are all going to charge Tallulah and try to, like, jump on him. It's like a pig pile of skeletal gnolls as they're all leaping on Tallulah, trying to climb over him and kind of stop you guys from advancing any further in. These guys are all going to make some attacks on Tallulah since he's the only one in the train car.
Wide stance. I'm hogging
you're
up the whole
so
door.
Wide. You're so wide. You're like a guy on the train with, like, a backpack. He's just, like,
I'm just
so hard
sweating
to get around
because the hat's so heavy.
Okay, so each of these guys, they all these like little bony clubs that look like femurs from other witherlings, and they all just start wailing on you with them.
Ow.
They're going to make a bunch of club attacks on you.
Wait, don't.
Okay.
Because you can't touch me.
Okay, so I only hit on 2 of them, but one's a nat 20.
Of course.
Yep. Well, I made 6 club attacks.
Oh my god, it's so many.
So you take 12 bludgeoning damage as a bunch of skeletons are just like wailing on Zaluga. And it's so claustrophobic. It's like they're all pig-piled at the back of the train. There's two stupid cultists are like stuck on either side of you. It's a bunch of skeletons just jump on top of you trying to like stop you. But your head is now just like cranked down aiming it at them. And they're all trying to like knock it in the way of the big boxing glove.
They don't know it's there yet.
Yeah, they don't. That's true. They're just avoiding because it's just a 10-foot hat knocking through people on the train. Theo, we're back to you. It is your turn.
All right, so I'm going to go pick up my friend.
Uh-huh.
And I'm aiming it at all these.
Yeah, make a real quick either sleight of hand or athletics check to yoink your friend back from this, like, pig pile of gnolls. Skeletal gnolls.
27.
Yeah. You can see that as all of these, like, skeletal, like, gnolls have kind of piled on top of your friend, he's just so slippery and viscous, you just out the bottom.
Yeah.
There's, like, a weird wet sound, and then you pick up Taluga's body and aim the hat as best you can. Because it is a straight line. You can hit all the witherlings and the imp.
Hat's max range is 100 feet.
Yeah.
And he doesn't get disadvantage on range.
He doesn't.
Oh, no. You will get... Oh, no.
There's no, like, lower...
I forgot about that.
There's a lot of spring in that hat.
This is going to seem like me just being, like, a little brat, but I forgot I had one more witherling, so I'm going to try to beat Taluga's ass just a little
bit
more.
What the hell, man?
I had four. I thought I only had three. Hold on. Let's see.
Oh, he tripled nat 20'd.
Five more bludgeoning damage.
Yeah.
It's like it hits you in the knee as you're leaving. But there are now four witherlings with, like, snapping skeletal jaws kind of piling at the back of the train. You're in, like, sort of the middle chunk of the train where you can see, like, jangly chains and weird mechanisms connecting these two pieces. But you're holding Taluga and aiming the hat into the train car. Go ahead and make your attack rolls. I did not think you guys would be using the hat this much in this fight, but this rules.
I used it so much last
time. I know.
15.
15 will hit.
Okay. 17 hat damage.
Okay.
So 27.
The first that was like already a little like had taken psychic damage from just looking at Taluga. He's like kind of up in front and he like is opening his jaws to almost like bite the top of the hat right as the fist rockets through. You see a shower of bone. That one's done.
13?
13 does hit. These guys have very low AC. They're just little skeleton fellas.
Slow. 17 again.
27.
Okay, another skeleton explodes. You can see that the fist is just going through the train car, blowing through skeletons. final attack. This will be on the imp. That's the only guy you have a line here.
I don't think that one's going to hit 10.
10 will miss. The imp has little wings, and it flies back just as, like, the edge of this fist almost hits it, and is like, ugh! It
comes back to my hat and just flips off.
Fuck you too, buddy!
That is going... Oh, Theo, that was just your first attack.
Yep.
I keep doing this to myself.
You want
to
do it again?
Do you have the charges?
I have one more charge.
Save it for, no, the,
save it for the next car.
Sure. Fuck me, right? Go ahead.
And there's... You said two guys on the...
Yeah, there's two cultists on either side of Taluga that weren't in the direct line.
All right. Can I just walk up, put... both guns like this and shoot both of them?
Of course you can. Make an attack roll and a bonus action attack. That's what I'm gonna need here.
Do they have... Are they holding anything? What are they...
They were literally waiting with their teeth.
Okay.
They were just gonna bite whoever came through here.
Good. All right.
Let's... And actually, I will say one of my little cultists, because he was still holding an action, he'll use it now to try to chomp you. He'll try to bite your hand as you kind of walk forward and pull the two pistols out.
Okay.
Let me just make a real quick attack roll. These guys suck, so I don't think this is going to work. I think you're just going to put a gun in his mouth. I think that's what's about to happen right now. He'll try to make a gnashing jaw attack. That's a 14. He goes to bite you, and you put the barrel of your gun in his mouth. Make two attack rolls for me for those
so
two
So I think
fellas.
If I shoot that guy twice now... So, first shot, I'm going to put a violent shot in it.
Okay.
16.
So dead. And then the guy with his missing two front teeth. Yeah, you basically just walk into the carriage here, take two guns out. One goes in the biting mouth of this guy, blow his head off. Other guy kind of just goes, oh, no. It was his, he's like in his head. He was like figuring out, like, how's he going to tell his dentist about this? And then now there's a gun in his face.
33 damage to that guy.
The second guy? So dead. Yeah, you... It's like very Boondock Saints, I'm going to be totally honest, the vibe of you walking into this train car with your two pistols blowing these two fellas away. All right, so that was your two actions and a bonus action attack.
Yeah, and if I killed one with... I killed that guy with...
You
the,
sure did.
Okay, so I get my archmage.
Yeah, these are very low AC, low hit point characters, because there's so many of them. All right, let's see who we have next. Glebnor! Glebnor, you look down the train car. Theo is standing just right behind Taluga now. Taluga's kind of stepped forward so wide. Mm-hmm. You look down the train car, and you can see that there's two of those little skeletal gnolls left and just the imp at the back.
Where is the... everybody?
Your fellas?
No, I'm right behind them, right?
Yeah.
Where's the enemies?
With your movement, you can get to all three of them.
Okay.
Yeah, you can move through allies, so I'm going to let you in. You're a fucking puddle, so you can just Alex Mack underneath everybody.
Yeah, get up in there. That's the plan.
Okay, perfect. Who are you going for first? You got two of these little skeletal gnolls and the imp.
I'll get the little skeleton guys.
Yeah, give them a whack.
All right, schwack them all with the hammer.
Don't schwack them all us.
27 hits, right?
Yeah, that'll definitely hit.
And they're right next to Daddy?
Yeah.
Because they were on top of him previously?
They sure were.
So that's 8 damage there. They don't have like acid or...
Nothing crazy.
Okay. Sure, that's 8. And okay. Then sneaky attack him.
Sure.
For another 10.
Okay, so what weapon are you using for that?
Hammer.
Yeah, you wind up your hammer like a baseball bat, and the second it makes contact, bones just explode. The gnoll next to him, though, has an ability that I probably should have used earlier, but it's funny.
Exploding allies?
No, it's Vengeful Strikes. He looks and he's like, Carl, no! He grabs his bone club and goes to whack you. You can just make an opportunity attack, or not like a free reaction attack.
Okay.
You got a nat 20.
What?
This man loved Carl.
8 bludgeoning damage.
Ow!
If he had tear ducts, there'd be a tear rolling down his bony face.
Well, he's about to get fucking hammered in the eyes.
Go ahead. Cave in those orbitals, dog.
28. For 11.
11 is exactly how many hit points these guys have. these little witherlings were shitty. 11 hit points, 12 AC. They're just fodder, kind of. But yeah, you kind of like, basically you're doing like...
Ow!
Yeah. You do like, you wind your hammer back. And for you guys, it looks just like a little green cyclone of hammers. Just like Tasmanian deviling down the train. Smashing all of these bony dudes. And as Glebnor comes to a stop, there's just the imp left.
Hey, this is awkward. What's your name? What's up, buddy?
Who's in charge of this train?
You are.
Can we keep him, Daddy?
What?
I'm so trustworthy. You should take me with you.
Can we keep him?
Yeah.
What's your name?
I'm going to stare at him like I was staring at the others through the window.
I'm Judas.
Judas? With a name like that, he must be trustworthy.
I'm going to insight him while I'm just scowling.
Yeah, no, I'm like a cool guy. I don't even know these guys.
I nat 1'd on the insight.
I like this guy, Judas.
You're responsible,
Glebnor.
That's
a powerful name. Do you know any Romans?
No, I only know you because you're my best friend. Yeah.
Dying for one of these.
Oh, yeah. We're best friends.
All right. Who's in the next car and how easy are they to kill?
Oh, there's like no one even up there. It's probably like a buffet if you want to go.
Guys, have smooth a sailing.
I think the next train car, I think it's the what's the. It's like. Yeah, it's so safe. It's so safe. And you can trust me.
I mean, I don't see why we wouldn't trust this guy.
I am a little devil, an imp. And I'm so trustworthy.
It's your responsibility if he isn't.
Okay. All right, you come with me, buddy.
That means anything he does, you'll be punished for.
I can't wait to come with you. It's gonna be awesome.
All right. Hey.
Yeah.
Get in.
Your body?
Yeah.
Yeah.
just weirdly floats towards you. Goes inside of you.
Oh, this is fine.
Is it super cold in there now?
Colder than I would like, but, you know, it's minty.
Yeah.
What is this fleshy sack?
Is he kind of kicks your zom?
Ah!
Oh,
don't do that. I'm going to push you out.
Don't. I like it in here. They're never going to see it coming.
Taluga, that's your turn. It's just this little train car right now.
Not my responsibility.
Guys, say hi to Judas.
No.
just so you know, I'm going to kill Judas.
What? No way.
What? He's so cool.
Why would anyone even think to do that? I am a member of the team.
I want an intimidation check. Don't make me make you a part of the pile as I lift up my abomination arm.
No, dude, that's crazy. I'm so a part of the team. It feels like I've always been here. I mean, what does your group call yourselves?
Wait a minute.
Don't tell him.
If you've always been a part of us, you should know that.
I mean, everyone knows we're the cool guy crew, because we're all so cool.
We are cool.
The cool guys in Judas. Everyone talks about them. They're cool
Who's
guys.
Your favorite band?
Your life depends on this answer, as I start boiling the souping hand.
I just look at Glebnoy. He called us cool guys in Judas, so he thinks he's the leader.
No! No, let me back in near the flesh sack. I lied, it was warm to the touch. They're never going to listen.
Daddy, he thinks he's the leader of the crew.
Oh, well, you're dead. Have we all grouped up at this point?
Yeah.
I unload punches into him. No one's the leader but me!
What? It's a coup!
As you start attacking
him. It's a 27 to hit.
Yep.
20 to hit.
How could you do this?
Fuck you, Judas. That's 13 damage.
I would have been your best friend forever.
It's 26 total. I'm gonna flurry him.
No one's a goddamn leader for me.
Yeah, make a real quick insight check as you pummel this imp into nothing.
So 24?
24. You hear Strife's voice in the back of your mind. I was gonna really fuck you over with him. That's really disappointing.
We're already doing you this solid, man.
For fun. For fun.
Understandable.
Yeah, you get it.
Yeah.
Of course you get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get it.
Yes! Bye.
Click. Bye.
I can't believe Judas didn't turn out to be an awesome dude. He thought he was the leader.
33 damage total.
Yeah, no, he had 14 hit points.
I just mash him to a paste onto the ground. You fucking... It's fucking... Borf all over again.
See, Daddy's a Borf. See, I learned my lesson.
All right.
The second anybody try to usurp your leaderness, they get pummeled.
Yes. Or they die from a horrible mayonnaise.
Yeah, you know, whatever.
Either way. Both are such horrid fates. All right. Can I get a new round of initiative? We're going to roll initiative every two cars here.
21.
25!
Oh, big Glamour. All right, all right.
I got a nat 20.
You know what's weird? Two of my enemies also got a 20, but they didn't get a 25. 22, Theo?
21.
21. All right. And Taluga.
8.
A humble 8. Respectable. Glebnor, real quick, as you're about to go into the second car, make a quick dexterity saving throw for me. You can make this with advantage, with your danger sense.
26?
26. As you open the door to the next train car...
They have a boxing glove and it punches you in the face.
You've entered the boxing glove cabin. No. You can see like multiple Knoll hunters had spears ready and a ton of spears just like fired at you. You shut the door real quick, open it again. There's just like dozens of spears in the door. And you look. There are about...
I found the spear room.
There's about five of those Knoll hunters that you guys once fought on the banks in like the valley of with the dwarves. So you can see they're in like... this is like a passenger cabin. So they're basically hiding in like rows of seating. Uh-huh. You can see all of them are hiding and they like all peek their little heads up to see you entering the cabin. And you see one of those like... Fast Knolls, Havoc Runner, is sprinting down the aisle towards you.
Good.
His like tongue is waving in the wind. He's got like a bunch of axes ready. He's just ready to get into a big scrap. It is your turn.
How many of them do I have to pass to get to him?
So you can see, because of the way they kind of staggered themselves out, they've kind of... this car instinctively knew not to go into a straight line. They're kind of zigzag between the different seating. But you'll have to pass two of them to get to the Havoc Runner who's running at you.
I'm going into a rage.
Cool. Hell yeah. Bonus action rage.
Oh God, he's frontlining.
Yeah. He's doing it.
I'm going to run directly at the Havoc Runner.
Hell yeah. That actually fucked me up because his whole thing was like, he needs speed to do his thing. So if you run up and just completely confront him, that kind of fucks me up.
Yep.
Okay, cool. You guys have learned lessons. Fuck you. All right. So the Gnoll Hunters, two of them are going to make opportunity attacks as you fly by. They all have spears. So they're also going to kind of try to jab you with spears as you go by them. And yeah, both miss. You see that your Bleebly Buckler kind of like whips onto your back. And you kind of use it to like deflect two of these spear attacks that go into you. And the Havoc Runner has to stop short as you sluice right in front of him. Go ahead and make your attack roll.
Fucking Judas! I can't believe he was going to try and betray us!
Who could have seen that coming?
19.
19 hits?
For 8 damage to his teeth.
Okay, and is that including the 2 from Rage?
So okay. That's 10. 10. Maybe.
Okay, cool. Sick.
And then I'm going to have him feel the light of Blavely! Divine Fury! Oh, come on. 3.
It's beautiful, but you know. Okay, sick. That was bonus action movement.
And then one uppercut with the hammer.
Go for it. Making a follow up strike here.
17.
17 hits.
Fuck it, Jonas! 14.
Okay. 16 with rage?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, you just start wailing on the Havoc Runner, taking out all your frustrations at your recent betrayal.
We were gonna be best friends!
See, the Havoc Runner is so confused. He goes to fight you. He's next, and he's just like, he doesn't understand why you're so mad. He takes out his battle axe. He is going to just start unloading a fury. He's actually gonna snap at you with his bite once, and then he'll make 2 battle axe attacks at you. Let's see here. I'll bite first. That's a nat 20, baby. Yeah. That's only 8 piercing damage, halved to 4. He'll follow up with 2 slashes from his battle axe. Gets a big mouthful of jello. And he misses on the battle axe, unfortunately, yes, for me. He's then going to use a bonus action to disengage from you. And he's like, I do not want to fight that thing. He almost does a little parkour move off of the wall of the cart and is going to
run. He's using a feature, right? So I don't get an op.
Yeah, he's using a disengage as a bonus action. And then he is going to sprint and run. And he actually, I think what he's going to do is he's going to try to shut the door on you, Telugo, so you can't come in here. He runs to the back and he's going to put his shoulder up against the door to block you and Theo from getting into the train.
Is there a quick foot in the door reaction we can do? Like a vacuum salesman?
Big meaty claws.
You do have a big meaty claw. Okay, so I'm gonna, how about this? I'll make a strength check. He has a +5 to athletics. Only a 16. So he has a 16 here. If you can give me a sleight of hand check higher than a 16, you can put your foot or claw in the door to block it.
11.
Yeah, you go to put the claw out and it like, it jams and there's that sound of like when you crack a lobster claw at a restaurant. It's like, and you pull the claw back, and he's now holding the door shut. And he looks up at you with, like, a wild eye.
I know a way they can open this door.
There's only one. But now that the train car has been separated and Glebnor is here alone, all of the hunters go, and they all look at Glebnor. They all raise longbows from behind the seats and all just start firing arrows into Glebnor. I'm going to make just a shitload of attacks on you. There's so many gnolls in here. All right. These guys get
I'm all
you
out of slurp.
Yeah. There are 4 gnoll hunters in here. So they're each going to make 2 longbow shots. It's full like gnoll Legolas is back here. So I'm going to make a bunch of attacks. Your AC is 20, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So I hit on 3 of them. 1 is a nat 20. The nat 20 is only 7, which is halved to 3. And the other 2 together is 13.
So halved to...
halved to 6. But your movement is slowed by 30 feet until your next turn.
Goo!
Yeah, so you see that these arrows, they shoot so many arrows that some of your goo is pinned to the wall a little bit. And you, if you move, you won't be able to get your full body weight away. And yeah, it looks like they've realized like they need to separate you guys. You guys are psychos together. So they've all turned on Glebnor for right now. Theo, that is your turn.
Do I see the guy in the window?
Yeah, he's like laughing. And you can see he's like cackling this like little hyena laugh. This like, and you look back and you can see a ton of these gnoll archers just lighting up Glebnor with arrows.
I'm going to put Jury's Verdict up to the window and just shoot at him.
Through the window?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Don't do it through the window. Those have AC 20, remember? The glass?
No, this is janky gnoll glass.
This is janky gnoll glass.
Is this? Duct tape and fucking
twigs. Look at the corner, see if the brand is on there.
You look at the brand, it's just Gnoll Boys. It's like Pet Boys for gnolls. Like they don't even really do glass that well. But yeah, it's just like two, like a smiling gnoll in the corner. I'm going to say the armor class on this window is 10.
19.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He's smiling in Chaluga's face. You push Chaluga out of the way, put your gun up to the window and fire. okay. I think that first attack will explode the glass of the window. So your first attack will be taking the window out. You now have open free range on everyone in this cabin, basically.
Glass shrapnel damage?
Yeah.
In his eyes, so he's blinded?
Because I used...
He is looking him in the eyes.
I did use sharpshooter for that.
Okay.
And I took the negative 5, which was 19. Otherwise, it would have been 24.
All right. So how about instead of... we'll do a flat 10 damage to him, basically, as the shrapnel from your sharpshooter basically explodes the glass into his dumb face.
Okay.
And then I will have him make a con save to see if he gets blinded by that, because that is funny. He's not blinded, but oh, man, does he look fucked up. You can see that this somehow, some like stroke of weird luck, there's glass all around his eyes, but not in them. Just shards all over his face. He got a dirty 20 on his con save, so he's not blinded, unfortunately. Theo, you still have an extra one more attack in your bonus action.
I'm going to put Jury's Verdict away. I'm going to take out Executioner's Hand and the Dagger of Venom. And I basically want to put my hand through the window and stab this guy in the head against the door.
Oh, yeah. Make an attack roll. Psycho. Full-blooded psycho.
I'm going to pin him to the door.
Yeah. 13.
13 will miss, unfortunately.
Yeah.
He dodges out of the way as a knife goes for his head.
It doesn't make any sense because the dice roll on the thing showed a 19, but... In the feed, it showed as a third, as a...
I'm rolling. Going with the feed! The feed! We're going with the feed! yeah, the Havoc Runners have 15 AC.
And then I'll just put an Executioner's Hand in and...
Yeah, he dodges the knife, looks up as a gun now comes through the window. Yeah, and for Chaluga, Theo just has one arm through the window and he's just switching weapons and shooting wildly and stabbing.
So 26 down to 21.
That'll hit.
For 23 damage.
Oh, fuck you. Yeah, so you're like, what are you doing? You see, like, you can tell that, like, Theo, even though he's not looking, is, like, trying to find where this idiot is. And, like, the gnoll on the other side of the door is just, like, dodging the knife. And then you see there's, like, a moment where the knife gets pulled back. A gun comes out and just blows his brains out.
Oh.
He slumps and the door opens up.
I don't know why I try and use anything else.
All reliable.
You do still have 30 feet of movement if you want to go into the train car.
Yeah, I just want to push the door open and just walk in.
Perfect. Yeah, you walk in with Chaluga right behind you. Okay. That is...
And for the record, I used...
Executioner's Hand to get your trick shots back.
Yes, because I used a trick shot to get advantage. So.
Perfect.
That was the Havoc Runner, right?
That was a Havoc Runner. That was a big beefy boy.
It was,
yeah. Chaluga, that is your turn with Glebnor on deck.
My bouncing baby boy is surrounded.
He's having a rough go.
I look like a porcupine.
You do look like a porcupine.
Is there a way that I can get within 10 feet of two of them?
Definitely. Actually, because of the way the train car is situated, you can run up behind Glebnor and you'll be within 10 feet of three of them.
Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah. Yeah, you run by Theo, you leap over the dead Havoc Runner, and you get like just, you're a little bit behind Glebnor, you kind of get in front of him and all the arrows, and you're in between, you like look into the seats and there's just three gnolls hiding with arrows getting ready.
And I'm going to just start swinging. I'm going to pick one. I'm going to run my claw hand across my neck and point to him.
Awesome.
I'm like, tonight, you.
You go for the guy that got a nat 20 on Glebnor, who like put an arrow like dangerously close to his arm.
It's a 22.
22 for the first hits. Hit. Definitely.
14 for the second.
14 also hits.
14, 10, 24.
24 will kill him. You guys remember fighting gnolls, 22 hit points on these bad boys. You swing your meaty claw to just like caves this gnoll in. Gnarly, so that was your first two attacks?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to bonus action flurry.
Hell yeah.
As I turn around and look at the next one.
Yeah, there's a guy behind you who was like getting an arrow ready.
Wide stance still.
It's a wide.
Yes, I am. 15.
That'll hit.
28.
That'll definitely hit. For the flurry.
Another 24.
Unbelievable. So, Theo, you see Deluga runs by you to defend Glebnor. And Glebnor, you're covered in arrows and you look back as like a crab claw goes through a knoll, and then you see Deluga jump into the seat and just start pummeling a guy in the seat that he's trying to like, he was trying to get cover in. You just see bits of knoll flying from behind this chair. Unbelievable. Glebnor, it is your turn.
Who's right next to me?
There are about three gnolls within about 10 feet of you.
I'm going to go to the closest one.
Yeah, sure. I think for that, you'd actually have to go, you go back to back with Deluga and start wailing on the other one. As Deluga pulls himself out of the seating. He's covered in gnoll blood.
You don't
go
look back in to that. Back
with him.
Can you believe these guys? I bet they put Judas up to this.
No.
28.
28 hits.
No, he was just a bad egg.
So for 13, that's with the rage.
Okay, 13 damage.
And he's on my back, so another 8.
Okay, this guy has one hit point left.
What about your divine fury?
Feel the light of Blaylee!
This guy has one hit point, he's just staggering.
And then I hit him with a radiant blast that vaporizes him.
Unbelievable. Yeah, so you guys are kind of back to back here, and you can see that all the, like, the... Now the gnolls are kind of, like, leaping out of the seats that they were kind of hiding in, and they're... They can't decide if they want to try to charge you guys here in the middle of the car or like run to the next one.
Well, I get another attack.
You sure do. Yeah. If you want to like start chasing after these guys as they're in this weird, you know, state of limbo here.
It's my turn again. So do I get my movement back?
Yeah.
I want to go and block the door to the next car.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. Neither of these guys are close enough for you to get an opportunity attack. So, yeah, you like zip by them. And as they're like turning and running to the next car, you big flat in front of them.
Now you can't leave.
Yeah, they're trapped in here with you.
How close are they to me?
5 feet, the guy right in front of you.
Bonk!
It's really fun for me as a DM, because these guys do everything on the iPad, so when Mark says bonk, he then also, like, presses the button very satisfying.
So those are 24 to hit.
That'll do it.
For 12 damage.
Okay, this guy loses a couple null teeth. He don't look so good.
How's that for you? Dental! Premiums through the roof!
That is his turn. He's missing a couple teeth. He spits a couple of blood. Not a couple of blood. That's not a thing. He spits a couple of his teeth mixed with blood onto the floor. And then he is going to... he's going to try to bite you. He's going to bite you first. I'm going for that first.
Give me those gums, baby.
Yeah.
Am I within 10 feet of him?
Yes.
I'm going to sentinel strike.
Okay. Make a sentinel strike for me. He misses the bite. He goes for a bite of jello and misses. And then he'll try to lunge at you with a spear in his other hand. Gonna hit with a 22.
24.
I'll definitely hit. 8 piercing, have to 4 for you, Mark.
10 points a day.
As this guy stabs into Glebnor with a spear and pulls his pulls the spear out, as he goes to like get a laugh in, Deluga chops him in the neck wicked hard, stopping the laugh. And he falls on the ground. He's holding his neck for a minute and then just stops moving.
Look at him. What an idiot. He can't even breathe with his collapsed windpipe.
The remaining gnoll's like, oh! He looks fucked up.
You next.
He looks at you horrified, Deluga. He's going to fire arrows at you. I'm going to make 2 longbow attacks at you. Both miss. Got a 9 and an 8. This guy's horrified. I was looking, I'm like, oh, I forgot that I hit Glebnor with my arrow, so it slowed my 30 feet, but you have so much fucking movement, it didn't even do anything. You had, like, just enough to get to the end of the car here. Okay, that guy missed both of his tags like a friggin' weenie. Theo, it's your turn.
How many are left?
There's just one gnoll left here. He's at full health, but he's just like...
Get silly with it.
I'm gonna pump a violent shot into this.
Awesome.
I got a net one, but I have rapid repair, so I'm going to use...
Bonus action?
A bonus action to fix it.
So I think what happens is the gun starts to jam... and there's a bullywug like in the swamp, miles and miles away, deep in the south. He's been like eldritch blasting cans, And he's like, getting a bit bored. Might huck a lightning bolt at it or something. And as he points and goes to use a spell slot, he's like, oh, that's weird. Blee blee. Can I get a little something something? Meanwhile, you are rapidly repairing your gun with like badass artificer tools in this thing. Make your rapid repair check for me. Rapid repair does kind of kill the bullywug bit, but it, you've been getting fucked with it lately, so it's probably for the best.
12, so it fixes yeah. it.
Yep. As the gun starts to jam, you jab one of your artificer tools into the side of the pistol, turn it, crank a weird mechanism back into the gun. You're good to go, baby.
All right, I'm going to do another violent shot into this.
Awesome.
For my second attack.
And rapid repair protects your bonus action, correct?
Correct.
Okay, just want to make sure.
23 down to an 18.
That'll hit.
32 damage to that guy.
Yeah, I think you guys see Theo's at the back of the train, and he's sort of like walking over the corpses of Knowles while fixing his gun. And like as he like goes up to you, without even looking, he just puts his gun next to this Knowles head and blows his brains out. He's like, all right, cool, next one. Okay.
You want to open that, Glibnor?
Yes. Can you guys all make perception checks for me real quick?
14.
9.
18.
Okay. I think you're the only one who notices, Toluga. As Glibnor goes to open the second door, right before he opens it, there's just like a stink. Like, yeah. This train is exuding a musk that is not great.
This train's stanky.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of noticed in the last couple, you know, these Knolls are just like wet dogs, so they don't smell great most of the time. But this is pretty strong. And as Glibnor opens the door, six regular hyenas just pile onto him and start biting him.
Ah!
The second you open the door, you can tell this is the train car where they were storing all of the hyenas that they need to make into new Knolls. And it's just a pile of Knolls are just jumping onto the back of Glibnor.
Woof! Woof! I'm one of you! Woof!
Deception check with disadvantage.
9.
Okay. Our insight on the Knolls. They weirdly have a +1 to wisdom.
They already are.
For an 18.
Woof! Woof! No! Brother!
Brother cousin!
All right, I'm going to make 6 bite attacks, all at advantage from pack tactics.
Not tactics!
Son of a bitch.
They all miss.
You all look up, and Glibnor is covered in hyenas.
Am I sluicing through like the fuzzy pumper barbershop?
They've all bit you, but not enough to do damage. So you just have 6, as you turn around, Glibnor has 6 hyenas just jaws clenched on his body that can't get through him because he's such a thick jelly.
It almost kind of tickles a little.
You guys look way at the back of the carriage here in this of the, this train car. You can see there's a Knoll pack lord who is yelling up to the front. He's like barking at them. He's going to use Incite Rampage and give all of them. It's only one creature. He points to one of the Knolls in front and he's like, you're my favorite. Bite him hard. He's trying to get him to do something. He can make a any creature within 30 feet. He can make him use a reaction to make a little bite attack. That's a nat 1.
You're no longer my favorite.
These Knolls are like having too much fun with you, it seems. Or hyenas. Sorry. I think at this point, though, you can see that in the middle of the train car, there is one giant hyena. This thing is massive. It has like long, strong front legs, and it like runs barrels through the other smaller hyenas as they kind of like go like helter skelter. And it's going to like leap now at Glibnor and try to bite him.
Hey, we were having fun.
Having fun back here.
Sorry. Is Glibnor right next to me?
Yeah, he's right in front of you, basically.
Woof! Woof, Demon Lord!
Sentinel Strike reaction?
I think you just used it and you haven't got your reaction back yet.
Oh, we're still on turn.
Yeah, we're still on that turn order, yep. And then this big guy's gonna go to... there's the nat 20, that's what I'm talking about!
Woof!
Fuck you, Glibnor! 20 piercing damage, have the 10. As this big mama hyena sinks her jaws deep into his flesh. Okay, Toluga, it is now your turn.
Okay.
In front of Glibnor, there is a giant hyena and 6 regular hyenas.
Are they in a straight line?
A lot of them are. Some would say too many, some being me.
How many is too many?
Two of them had to go to the side, so I would say the giant hyena and...
3
behind it are in a line. There's two that got pushed to the side and one that isn't within the 5 feet. Is Glimmer, you're gonna open? Mark is making a strange opening motion with his hands. I'm assuming you want to open your body so he can stick the hat through you.
Kinda.
Well, two things. I could flurry, and then I could put the hat.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Make a little hat hole.
Yeah. So I guess I'll flurry the big one.
Okay. Yeah, I think Glebnor, you like open up a cavity in your chest, nope. And you see a little fist just come through the cavity and start punching the dog.
18.
18 hits.
I'm just picturing Glebnor as a big circle with a hole in the middle.
Yeah.
It's yeah. Only one.
Like a donut.
Yeah.
13.
13 damage on the giant hyena. Cool.
And then I will use a charge.
Okay.
And yeah. I'll hold my action for Theo to gun me.
Okay.
When Mr. Justice...
Glebnor.
Sorry, bleeds to gun me.
That is you.
Okay. Well, while I have Daddy around me...
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm around Daddy?
Yeah.
Around the hat.
I'm gonna firm up around the hat.
Mm-hmm.
Give it a little extra stability.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm gonna bonk this fucking dickhead who bit me.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah, you've shaken loose all the regular hyenas and it's just the big mama now.
26?
26 hits.
15 damage.
Okay.
For the
respectable
attack. Sneaky boy, because daddy's hat's in me. For another 8.
Okay. Giant hyena looks a little rough.
Feel the light!
Finally.
7.
Okay. On its last legs.
I'm gonna bonk his ass again.
Awesome.
25.
25 hits.
Suck sledge, dickhead. 7.
Yeah, I think with like, you guys are like in the middle of the two train cars. There's again, more swinging weird chains connecting the two of them.
I'm jelly, baby.
And as this thing leaps up to make a final bite at Glebnor, you use that hammer, bonk it wicked hard on the back of the neck. It goes limp, flops off the side of the train. And see it just like rolls in the sand, disappearing off the side of the train here.
That's what I thought.
And you see that there are 6 hyenas behind it. They look up and like, uh-oh. They look nervous. It's about as nervous as a hyena can look.
Woof! Woof, prepare to die, woof!
Animal handling check with disadvantage?
A 2?
Yeah, no.
They're not preparing?
No, they're good.
Okay.
Theo, that is your turn with Taluga's held action.
All right, so I'm going to pick up Taluga and do what we've done.
Okay.
Since he's in me, real quick, and I have the icy zom, can that somehow cool the hat in case there's a heating up?
You know what? If he gets a nat 1 on the hat, I will let you give Theo advantage on his tinkerer's tools checks to fix it before it explodes.
A hat 1?
It was 28.
Okay, yeah. A hat 1? Get out of here. I hate that. Okay.
You love it, and you know it.
I hate it. I hate when you do a thing like that, and I'm like, I love hat one, and I can't say it. All right,
get the t-shirts at diceysituations.com. Hat one.
First hyena explodes. Fist goes right through it.
15 damage?
Yeah, I'll do it. These hyenas each have 5 hit points.
Oh, so perfect.
Clear.
It's an overkill.
Make your second hat attack on the second one.
I got a nat 1. Do we go off of hat 1
okay.
over there?
I am increasing the difficulty here. This is a DC 20 Tinkerer's Tools check.
How do you want this hat to blow up?
Oh, because you've used it 15 times in a row, and you've gotten so many nat 1s now. The dice are
my cooling zom!
So you'll have advantage on this, but this is a DC 20.
17.
It's gone!
Well, can I get danger sense on the explosion?
Yes.
It's all right. It's only 13 damage.
Okay. So
what a 26, I'm gonna skedaddle.
Glebnor, you're trying to cool the hat because you feel like heating up.
Like, yowza!
Yeah, no. You shrink back.
To be fair, it only says it does 3d12 to the wearer.
Okay.
Oh. So it just all implodes onto my skin.
Yeah, like a dying star, the hat collapses
no!
in on itself. And you see, finally. This hat that had, in its short-lived existence, truly done so much, finally explodes.
It's gone.
Theo, you're like, you were holding the hat, and you look down, and the hat just crumples in on itself. And you can see, like, smoldering on, like just the rim around Taluga's head is the brim of his hat.
Like fucking Harry, after the flamethrower hits him in Home Alone.
My eyes out.
Exactly.
Finally, I had something, and they take it away from me.
We're going to have a tasteful funeral for the hat later.
Yeah, definitely.
Hold. If I add dex, I would have made it.
It's tools are weird. Tools don't use your skills, basically. They don't use any of your stats. It's like a straight roll, and then you get to add your proficiency bonus. If you didn't have proficiency, you would just be rolling straight. But I think, yeah, I think this is the end of the beautiful, beautiful hat.
But I have sleight of hand proficiency.
Sorry. Listen, I gave you guys advantage. You had your little, you're not getting your hat. We had a great time with the hat. We used luck points to save the hat. The hat killed three trainfuls of gnolls. The hat lived a beautiful and, you know, magical time. And we'll always remember the hat. You, the audience, we all have the hat in our hearts. And tonight we will all, you know, pour one out for the hat. But I think the hat has unfortunately...
I'm holding the ashes
come
in
to
tears.
Its smoldering end.
Cradling it. Bawling my eyes. Inconsolable.
Inconsolable. That was your first attack, right, Theo?
Yes.
Okay. There's five hyenas in this car.
All right. We'll go with the first one here.
There's also the pack lord way at the back who's so trying to not stand
29
out.
29 down to a 24.
Okay. That'll definitely hit a gnoll or a hyena.
20 damage?
Yeah. Hyena explodes.
Great. I got my trick shots back.
Okay. Sick. That was your... Okay, so that was your...
That was bonus action. And then my...
Yeah. One more attack.
One more attack. Is a nat 20.
Okay.
So 29 damage.
Awesome. So I think Theo walks into the next train car and just fans the hammer in front of three hyenas. And they all... The three in front just drop. And the three behind them start backing up. And they're looking back at the pack lord like, what the fuck do we do here? Okay. That was brutal. Bonus action. That was all your... That was all your
that
bullshit,
was all my
right?
stuff.
Okay, you've like walked by Taluga and Glebnor are like in the middle sort of here behind you. Taluga is inconsolable right now, holding the smoldering remains of, for some reason, his favorite magic item in this game. that is the three hyenas. They're all going to go for Theo. They may be dumb, but they're brave. All right, so they're going to make a bunch of bite attacks. They have pack tactics. I'll make these at advantage, Theo.
How far is Theo from you?
I'll say he's within 5 feet, so you get your opportunity attack if you want, or your sentinel strike if you want to do one of them. That. All right, so I'll make three bite attacks at advantage.
13.
I got one nat 20 in there for three. Theo, you take three damages. One of the hyenas is bold enough to leap out and kind of bite at your leg. What'd you get for your attack?
This is a 13.
13 hits.
11.
Yeah, and the one that reached and bit for your leg, Taluga comes in, tears in his eyes, and just punches his dog mad hard in the head. Its little neck snaps, and this hyena goes limp. There are just two left now in the cart. That is the gnoll pack lord. He's going to roll to see if he gets his recharge back on yelling at his stupid hyenas. He does not. Not that would have done very much. Okay, that's the pack lord back here. He actually takes out a longbow, and he is going to fire some longbow shots. He's going to shoot one at Theo and one at Taluga. This is for Theo. Dirty 20 to hit.
That'll hit.
Okay. That is 4 piercing damage. And then 15 to hit you, Taluga. That misses, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he has his back to the door at the very back of the carriage, and he's just shooting arrows wildly. He shoots one into Theo's shoulder, and Theo barely notices as he's walking past all these stupid hyenas. Misses Taluga wildly. Taluga, that is your turn.
Tears in hand. I just walk past. There's two more hyenas?
Two more hyenas, yeah.
I want each of my claws to just slam down.
That's awesome. Yeah, go ahead, roll two attack rolls for me.
14 and a 28 to hit.
Those will both hit.
13 damage. I mean, I would kill him regardless.
Yeah, it's five. So. Yeah. So, yeah, you walk forward. Your, like, body doesn't move, but the arms next to you just come down like two hammers and slam into these hyenas. Hyena blood and viscera just scatter across the floor. And the pack leader at the back looks so nervous.
And I use the rest of my movement to go up to the pack leader.
Hell yeah. Run up on him.
I'm going to flurry the pack leader.
Go for it.
You made my hat explode, you son of a bitch! it's a nat one.
Okay.
Two nat ones.
The emotion's so real. Glebnor, you can see Taluga is crying so hard trying to punch the pack lord. He's like a couple inches away from him. He's not even getting close. He's just swinging wildly at the guy. It is your turn.
No one makes daddy cry!
I'm not crying.
Get ready for a whack, lord.
Was that a pun?
Fly up on him.
Is a 15 in him?
15, hold on one sec. Let me just check. 15 just hits.
Gah! 7, 9, the bridge. Another 3, sneak.
Okay, okay. It's adding up.
3 ones.
Know how your real build works now.
Radiant 6!
Okay, okay.
I'm gonna bonk him again. Dickhead.
Yeah, that first hammer strike was pretty powerful. You like cave in his shoulder and he's like,
I don't even know anything about the hat!
Wind the hammer back again.
Now you disrespect the hat!
I'm making the gnolls speak now purely because Reggie's in here and I need to do bits for my guys.
18.
18 to hit. Definitely hits.
For another 7.
Okay. Kind of looks right fucked up. Not dead, but, you know, right fucked up.
Now Theo's coming. You're going to get it.
Theo, it is your turn.
He doesn't even deserve the divine name. Hat disrespected piece of
shit. He looks fucked up.
Looks pretty fucked up.
Just going to start walking and just, like, loading the gun and then shooting one bullet at a time just to see if I can shoot him between the eyes.
Unbelievable. Make some tackles for me.
23 down to an 18.
Okay. That'll hit.
22 damage.
Okay. He has 2 hit points left. You put a bullet through his eyes, and his brain is so small that you've missed the brain stem. So he's still alive, but he has a hole in his head.
I rolled a 30.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, let me check. 30 will hit.
Okay. Yeah, just making sure.
Double check. No, too high.
Check in there. Yep.
17 damage on the. That awesome. Jump.
You're like, oh, small brain. You adjust the gun just a little bit. Blow his head off. He's so dead. Okay.
I got one more shot.
Yeah.
Can I just break the window that's on the door?
I will say you don't even need to. Like, you walk up to the final carriage. The door is already open. And as you walk through it, make a history check for me.
It's a 9.
Okay. You can see that as you, like, walk through with your gun drawn, you can see that there's a gnoll. He looks big and vaguely familiar, but you can see that he has a neck brace on, and he's, like, he's on crutches, and both of his legs are in casts. And you can see behind him, there's, like, a dwarf tied up on the ground, like a little wizard. And he's like, he's next to like the engine that they've been like funneling coal and shards of metal into. He looks at you, looks at the dwarf, looks at the engine, looks at you, looks at the window next to him. He's making an athletics check to jump out the window.
Can I try and shoot him while he's trying to jump out the window?
I would typically let you, but he just got a nat 20. This man lives to fight another day.
Does he? How fast is the train going?
Pretty fast.
Tuck and roll.
Also, which side is he on? Well, can we do this? If we roll above a 10, can he jump out the window and then get run over by the car that is following me?
Hold on.
Does he look like he's the leader?
He looked like he was the leader, yeah.
Of like all these gnolls or just...
Of this train car, probably.
The train was described as covered in sharp shit.
Mm-hmm.
As he exits... He's going one speed.
Into the arms.
The train is going another speed. Will he be cleaved in twain?
I feel like I gotta order a nat 20. This stupid gnoll got a nat 20. But
yeah,
I do
so he
like.
He jumps out of the train into the ground. He's moving like 100 miles an hour.
Okay, let's do this. I like your idea of getting run over by the car. It's very funny. So I'm gonna have you roll a luck check.
Okay.
I'm gonna say we're gonna split the nat 20. A 12 or higher, that'll happen. We're going to give him a couple more points of luck. I was going to have him just die, but...
4.
You got a luck point?
Yeah.
I don't. I used them up in the last episode.
Okay, and then we're going to roll max falling damage in this game, which I believe is 20d6. This guy has 71 hit points.
It's possible.
It's possible. Yeah. So I am going to roll...
How much?
I got so many sixes. Like, so many sixes.
How much damage?
83.
Oh my god.
He's one with the sand now.
He hobbles, looks at you all. I live to fight another day. He smashes through the glass and immediately is impaled on one of the robotic arms. As it was pulling up a piece of track, it just impales him in midair. You guys look out the broken window as his corpse is just dangling off of a piece of rail.
Man.
Wait. Does Lorenz have Speak with Dead? We could bring him back.
Yeah, I mean, Lorenz has Speak with Dead.
We gotta figure out who the leader is, and then after that, we give him the bones.
You guys see the dwarf on the ground. He's like bound and gagged, kind of like rolling around.
I'm gonna put my hand up like, come on. Maybe we can use the mechanism over here to just dump that body onto the car so we don't have to worry about it right now, and then we drive off with him.
Yeah. Okay.
Glebnor, give me an investigation check, and you're going to make it with advantage.
3?
With advantage? You got a 3 with advantage?
I have -1. I can't investigate. What do I look like, Batman?
You're like, guys, don't worry. I've got this. You look, and there's a complicated series of, like, pulleys and levers, and you're like, this is just like the spider. You start yanking them as the arm that had the, like, dangling corpse starts swinging wildly. His entrails are pouring out of him.
We just need the top half, right?
And we just need the head.
Okay, give me another investigation check. This is just straight. You need a higher than a
10. Guidance!
I'm getting a D4 for guidance.
Get a D4 for guidance.
That's not going to fix that.
Just for funsies. So I rolled max on the guidance, so I have a 4.
You're like looking out at the corpse of this gnoll. Half of his body has just been severed. And you pull the lever so hard that the train like swivels hard to the left as you grind his corpse into the side of a canyon wall. And eventually you pull the lever back. There's no robotic arm left. There's no arm on this side to transfer more rail line. Everyone make a dexterity saving throw, as now the train is like jumbled, the engine's all fucked up, and now it's not putting rails on the left side of the train.
27.
24.
22.
Can I become the arm?
I will let you guys.
This dwarf over here.
I will let you guys basically have an action here to either leap out of the train or make some kind of crazy check to get this thing back straight. If you leave it the way it is right now, it's basically because it's veering left, just going to do really big circles until something stops it.
Do you want to get out of here? Or you
want to let me get the dwarf guy over there. You know, the guy who helped them break the seal? Should have just died an honorable death. No, now he can make more. No.
All right, I'll fix the train. Okay. I'm going to walk over and try and tinker his tools and figure out how to fix the train.
Give me a tinkerer's tool check. I'm going to call this a DC 17. He has level 10. That feels safe. I'm sorry. It wasn't my fault.
Can I give him the help action?
No, it's an unnatural 20. I'm good.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I rolled 16 plus 4.
You get the train back straight, but now the entire train is shifting. Like, it's the train's leaning on its left because there's no tracks on the left side of the train now. You've got it straight up enough now, but, like, eventually this thing is going to explode, possibly.
They got to get me out of here. They're going to try to drill into the city.
Well, the train ain't going nowhere.
The whole train's full of gnolls. Where are you guys coming from?
We killed the gnolls.
The back of the train.
The train's not full of... Well, it's full of dead gnolls.
He gets up and looks down, and you can see all the doors are open. So he just sees a train full of viscera.
Oh, never mind. I'm Nedster.
Puts his hand out to shake yours.
Nedster?
Yeah. All right, Nedster. Do you know who the leader is?
I don't know if they really have one. They're a bunch of crazy maniacs. There was one particularly big one.
Where?
He's somewhere with the army. There's thousands of gnolls. So many fucking gnolls. But I think if you've disabled this thing, then we probably have a couple of days so we can get to the city and warn them. And if anyone asks, I didn't help them at all.
Well, I don't know about that.
Were you the one that told them how?
They tortured me.
How?
They had feathers.
What?
I'm so ticklish.
Sleight of hand?
Okay.
For extreme tentacle
tickling?
I'm going
to step away from the situation.
19?
Don't do it.
Tell us everything!
I literally don't know anything! They kidnapped me from one of our outposts!
How'd the seal get broken?
Oh, that was...
Where is it?
The Hemiworld. It was a strange seal that they built their whole thing around. I spent weeks on the stupid thing. But eventually, honestly, it was barely even me. I may have weakened a little bit, but they smashed it with weird Yunogu magic.
Can I do an insight check to see if he's telling the truth?
Yeah.
I want to join him in that insight check.
I got an 11.
Keep my tentacles at the ready to tickle.
Guidance! 23.
What do you got there, Glimmer? We have an insight as well.
Oh, all right.
If you want to, yeah, you don't have to.
14.
Okay. This guy seems just like a cowardly dwarf to you, too.
Don't meet many of them.
Chaluga, you realize this guy might be lying a good amount about how involved he was in helping them crack the seal, about how much he struggled helping them do the horrible things that they're trying to do.
Why are you lying?
You're lying? I put a gun to his head.
I open my spider eyes.
I'm tickling tentacles, hovering.
If he says you're lying, you better start telling the truth, or bad things will happen.
I wanna go into spider vision and see how many spiders are on this train.
No check required. None.
Why are there no spiders on a train?
Why would there be?
There's spiders everywhere.
Okay.
With all the bus, you don't think there'd be flies?
You see, he is nervously looking at a ring on his hand.
Do I notice it?
I bite off his finger.
Okay. You bite off his finger. Make an arcana check.
19.
Okay, roll a d4 for me.
4.
Okay. You bite off his finger.
Ah! That's my teleporting ring!
You rip his finger off and swallow it. Instantly, you're wrapped in Misty Step, which is the spell that he had stored in this ring, and you are teleported directionally outside of the train into your own car.
Where the hell is Daddy?
I put the gun to his head. Where
is Daddy?
I don't know. He Misty Stepped. He bit my fucking finger off.
I'd like to rip one of his fingers off.
I'm just like, huh?
Just like with powerful pulling.
yeah.
What?
Okay.
I look at the hermit crab. What happened? Man, you're crazy.
Okay. This has been a very long episode. So I think you guys got to make some decisions right now about what you want to do with this train. I'm actually really talking, I think, here to Theo and Glebnor.
Is there a trailer hitch on the car?
Yeah. There's trailer hitches between each of the cars of the train. Oh, your car.
Our car.
No.
But the train's made of metal.
Yeah.
And the Herman Crab's a magnet.
Not how that works. It's used for pulling weapons off, guys, not thousands of pounds of
towing
steel.
Towing a train?
Yeah. I do also want to point out, give me guys like a perception check.
So I have something I want to do.
I also have something I want to do.
You guys, I'm asking you as fellow producers on the show, get me out of this fucking episode.
Daddy!
Yeah.
Where the hell did you go?
I don't know. I teleported into the car.
You're in the car?
Yeah, I'm in the car.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess I saved some time. Oh!
Glimnor, we gotta find Chaluga. But first, tie him up. All right? Again? And then I'm gonna veer this train into a wall. And we'll jump out into the car.
Are we taking the guy with us?
No, we're leaving him here to just...
Okay.
I don't know if that feels fair. I mean,
the information...
A 30 sleight of hand.
He's
to
not
going to
give us information.
Yeah. He had like barely gotten his ropes off and he put them back on. Oh, come on. As you jam a
daddy's
rag
in the car
in his mouth.
Oh, he's in the car. Okay, yeah. Great.
So sluice out the window with me.
Yeah. So basically, I'm going to do whatever I can to maneuver it, like to drive right into like a mountainside.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you guys are going through the desert dramatic. There's canyons, mountains, terrain. Totally.
And I'm
going
to use my shaping abilities to form into an emergency landing on a plane slide from the train to the car for Theo.
Unbelievable.
Big yellow, but I'm green.
Sure.
As I slide down, I just want to turn back and shoot that dwarf.
Oh, okay.
Fuck you.
For fun, yeah. You can see, like, as you're sliding down, he's already trying to, like, undo his binds, and he looks over at you like, oh, come on, as you pull the gun out. Go ahead and make an attack roll if you want. And I'll ask you to make a perception check when you're going through your attack roll.
24 down to a 19.
He's going to cast shield.
He can't.
His mouth is stuffed.
verbal and somatic. Fuck me. Yeah, he goes to try to cast shield, but can't. Go ahead, roll your damage.
26 damage.
Okay. He had a good amount of hit points, but you see he, as you like fire at him, he goes to block, and you just put like a bullet right through his arm. It's like, fuck me! He's like rolling on the thing. Telugu, you look up as a green gooey slide smashes through the driver's side, and you see Theo slide in and land in the driver's seat.
Can I see the door from
there? Yeah, you look up at the door for the bloodied arm.
Can I thorn whip him over?
Marty in the car.
All right.
I'm what technically is connected to the train still.
It's 55 feet.
It's 55 feet?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
It's so long.
I don't need him alive, so I'm not trying to be gentle. So I will just take him to 10, and however far that takes him out of the
Make vehicle. An attack roll. Make an attack roll. Just see if you hit him. He's got a 15 AC.
Fuck. 14. You know what? I'm luck pointing that.
Okay.
24.
Okay. So you guys watch as now that the like drill is totally off the rails, Theo has like aimed it at a like mountain a couple miles away. You guys look and you get one final look at the drill as a bunch of gnolls that were like running next to it or like driving beside it are all like leaping through the broken windows trying to figure out what the fuck happened. They're like
idiots.
And like as they're pouring in, the dwarf looks up and thinks like, oh, I got shot, but at least like these guys will like rescue and fix the train. He gets one final look at his friends as a thorn whip wraps around him, yanking him out of the train. We're going to end today's episode with an army of gnolls going in the wrong direction from Ba'ad Kali, chasing their runaway drill. As you guys drive into the distance, like with a dwarf that is being yanked behind the car like a just married set of cans. And he's like bumping through the desert, wrapped up in a, you know, twisted arm. And yeah, you guys just are taking off toward Ba'ad Kali, through whipping through the desert, having very, very successfully disabled the drill for now. All right, thank you all for tuning in for, I think, possibly the longest episode of Dicey Situations, but hey, it takes a long time to kill that many fucking gnolls. Thank you all for putting up with us. We will catch you guys next time. Keep it dicey.
Howdy, Glebnor here, and I just want to say thanks for listening to Dicey Situations. If you liked what you heard, make sure you come back on Friday to listen to our talkback called Situational Awareness, where we break down the episode, and you get to know us, the players, a little bit better. And oh, as always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and word of mouth actually helps a lot. So if you could tell all your friends, that would be great. Thanks again. Keep it dicey!
This has been a Business Shark production.